Well, good afternoon, and thank you for joining us here at KMXT 100.1 FM for another episode of Talk of the Rock. I am your host today, Dylan Simard, and joining me are Shanna Rockenbach, who is the wellness program. I can't read my own handwriting.
Wellness Program Supervisor for Kodiak Area Native Association.
Please excuse me. And then Amy Butts, the public health nurse here and team leader at Kodiak Public Health. How are the two of you doing today?
Fabulous.
Wonderful.
We're in to discuss a topic that is more serious than some of the ones that I often have here on Talk of the Rock, but it is a very important one. Today we're going to be talking about opioids and the opioid crisis here in Kodiak. So first off, starting from a basic, getting folks on board with a basic understanding of what an opiate is, or an opioid rather, what an opioid is and what it does.
All right. So an opioid is, so some examples that you probably would be familiar with is methadone, fentanyl, heroin, morphine, prescription pain pills like Vicodin, Percocet, OxyContin. Those are all opioids. So non-opioids, so the things not on the opioid list would be like meth, cocaine, benzos like Valium, Xanax, and alcohol. So those are still drugs, yes, but they're not the opioids. So opioids would be those, you know, the most common is probably the prescription pain pills and the heroin and fentanyl. And what they do is they attach to the receptors in your brain, and it affects your body's ability to function, such as doing normal things that you would do, like breathe. And that's where these overdoses happen, is when you're body can no longer function and it starts to shut down and you can no longer breathe.
And that's the primary concern, correct, in an overdose, that the signals in the brain that cause the body to respirate normally depress to a point where they go to a sublevel of function or cease altogether.
Correct.
Right. So, and then the next step is when somebody stops breathing, their heart becomes tired and they go into cardiac arrest.
Right. So a lot of people listening to this program have probably heard the expression opioid crisis before, and they understand that there is a truly horrifying number of overdoses and overdose deaths that are occurring in the United States on a daily basis. What I want to ask you is, how has the opioid crisis played out in Alaska, and how has the pandemic changed the nature of that crisis here locally?
All right, so let's go back to 2018. So in the state of Alaska, there were 105 opioid deaths. And then in 2019, it went up 133. 2020, that's when the opioid really started to, you know, take shape, was 146. And then 2021, we had 253 opioid deaths in the state of Alaska. So you can see a dramatic jump in numbers in 2021 when that pandemic really started to affect people and their mental health.
So is it strictly a mental health thing that's causing this increase in overdoses, or are there other factors at play that is causing such a dramatic surge in these numbers?
Oh, there's many, many factors. Mental health is definitely one of them. But you also have, you know, how somebody grew up, the environment, you know, things as simple as peer pressure and tobacco.
Yeah, you know, I think that there's a bit of a misconception with what an opioid